Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Embodiment Underground Radio.
Rocking all through the streets.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect.
Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready for the ride of your life?
Turn this up!
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's good!
It's the one and only Embodiment Underground Radio. With Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just, and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah!
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
What's up? It's your boy Primetime 1010, man. 2 Series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground.
X in effect.
The name is just, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that don't flame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, but I'm forming 100 towns. I got a stack of my shot that I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on the pasta. These niggas scared of me. They some fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off Wonka. See how a rapper rap like GQ. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black, Concord, just a flex. I'm poor, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rattle. You hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
Yo, this is Motown the Skip, so we're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio. Chill.
riding it underground. Who's tuning on the stereo? Who's tuning on the stereo? Riding it underground. Pilot radio.
The shit like Negro League shit. For real. And everything we do, we knock that motherfucker out the park. Get it. Mama, I made it. No more awkward conversations about how niggas from the hood can't make it out of their situation. It was written in the stars for me. Play your cards right. We can rewrite history. Help my niggas see the light. They ain't never give me shit. Had to get it out the mud. Stressing about my baby mama. Now I don't give a fuck. I ain't never lost sleep on some niggas who had beef. Protect the fam at all costs. We should keep it in the streets. Fuck the industry too. If they don't let a nigga eat. Want my masters, want my publishing. Cause artists take the lead. We ain't going back and forth with some niggas who ain't eating. Parting ways with some niggas, we ain't even gotta speak. Fucking bad bitches good, I ain't even reached my peak. Freaking you, pleasing me, we can keep it in the sheets. I'm a motherfucking genius, open door for my people. We see through the bullshit for clout, yeah we see you. Open door for my niggas, check the campaign. All my niggas eating good, check the meal plan. All my niggas feasting good on a million. Pass it down generations, that's the real plan. Open door for my niggas, check the campaign. All my niggas eating good, check the meal plan. All my niggas feasting good on a million. Pass it down generations, that's the real plan. Money making Mitch, money, I'm a money making bitch. Make some money, make a flip. Best of music, take a hit. Don't need a feature for a hit. We ain't gotta do a split. All your fans on the ground, nigga, music gang. Ordinary lunch, need that Rotten Nation brunch. Fuck with hoes, talk to hoes. I don't really ask for much. Baby, whole body fake. Guess she tryna buy love. Add plenty, less skinny. Man, that shit ain't adding up. Judging from a fake like butt, don't mean you can fuck. Fake cheeks, fake look, that don't mean you can suck.
Whatever,
it's all love, but you doing too much. Bitches gotta sell pussy for this song to get up. Niggas gotta sell their soul for their pace to get love. Flossing money you ain't got, better pay your rent, thought. We don't really give a fuck, always telling, never luck. Make a million, double up, make a million, double up. Yeah. Open door for my niggas, check the campaign. All my niggas eating good, check the meal plan. All my niggas feasting good on a million. Pass it down generations, that's the real plan. Open door for my niggas, check the campaign. All my niggas eat good, check the meal plan. All my niggas feast good on a million. Pass it down generations, that's the real plan.
Who's that?
In effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Yo 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 yo.
He's starting. He's starting. Look, you guys, you're locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Hey, that's Q Brick hanging out. We already amped up.
He's
starting out the show. And for those who locked in, that was Negro League by the one and only Q Brick. Mm-hmm. How are you, Q?
What's up? Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm blessed.
I'm loving your energy.
Oh, yeah. Gotta keep the positive vibes.
And you know what I like? I like that you are your biggest fan.
Oh yes.
And that's an understatement, because your biggest fan may say hell no,
right?
But you're vibing your brand, and that's what I like. And I got a reason for that.
All right.
Because, you know, typically in any type of industry, and particularly the entertainment industry, we always compare ourselves, and a lot of times we do it maybe just kind of based on the expertise of what we're doing or the quality. So it's okay to do an analogy.
Right.
But you know, when people say, oh, you know, okay, go ahead on Beyonce, I'm like, no, this Maureen, baby.
Right, this Maureen.
What you talking about? I want to be the best Maureen.
Exactly.
You know, so I like that attitude, because I remember, how many years ago was that when I did the awards? I was a presenter at the awards show, the Atlanta Actors Award.
Yes, when
I had to introduce myself, Q, I said, my name is Maureen Guest, the owner of X360 FM Radio, your favorite radio station. And the whole audience went,
went crazy.
Yeah, I told him. Woo. I'm telling you that this is your favorite radio oh, yeah. station.
And they
loved it. Oh, they was they like, it. I heard a few people say, "Go ahead on, guys. Yeah. Go ahead on." Yeah, so I love that. So if you don't
believe it, nobody else gonna believe it. It took T.I. to say, "Hey, I'm the king of the South." Now everybody say he the king of the South. It took Ross to say, "I'm a boss." Now everybody say Rick Ross a boss.
That's it.
It took Jay-Z to say he the GOAT. And now everybody say, "Oh yeah, he the best." You know what I mean? Like, if you don't claim it, if you don't see it in yourself, nobody else will.
Manifestation is real,
right?
Yeah. We're creators.
Yes.
You know, before we get into this interview, Q, all
right,
I want to make a few announcements to the listeners. And I'm going to warn you guys. I got a little joke for you, okay? I'm coming over here. I got to be cute, right? Because, you know, we got to take pictures sometimes and put them up on social media. Right. Otherwise, I come in here with a do-rag or something on. Okay? But I'm trying to be cute. And I'm leaving out.
Do-rag.
And I've been wearing do-rags lately. You know, I'm kind of, you know, everybody going more natural with this corona stuff. You know, we do less. So I'm trying to find some lipstick, some lip gloss, right? So I asked my daughter on the way out. I said, "Baby, you got some lipstick I can borrow?" She said, "Yeah, I got some. Give it back. It's my favorite." So I'm going down the street putting it on. And not, you know, it's not a lot of color. My lips start tingling. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, shit. I mean, my lips tingling. You know, like somebody don't put some hot sauce on it. I'm like, what's going on? And it's some plump. I said, "I ain't trying to plump my lips. I just want some lipstick." I said, you know what? I am completely oblivious as to what's going on in this new day and age.
Hey, you would completely fit in with the new wave. You would have been, oh, man, they would have accepted you into the IG model world then.
Well, my lips started swelling up going down the street, and I realized that's the new look. You know, the plump. I said, I ain't going to tell you what I really said going down the road. It's kind of explicit.
I'm going to
leave it alone. What's the name? You tell them what the name is. You tell him.
I forgot. What
it's
Sexy Mother Pucker.
Yeah. Sexy Mother Pucker.
That's the name of the damn lipstick.
Yeah. So now I know that's her favorite lipstick. So if my lips are not moving properly because I'm tingling, y'all. So if I'm stuttering, my lips are tingling. I'm having some lip issues here.
Right.
All right. So don't judge me. Do not judge me. Okay, well, look, you guys, starting out the show, we started out with the banger, Negro Lee, Kubrick. Oh my gosh, we're gonna get the 411 on him.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to that, we had what was that? Audio Hustler,
Audio Hustler Freestyle.
And it's an inside thing behind that. That situation, right. And that's Just Junior and Mondo Malone. You know, that's kind of like a get. We kind of stirring some stuff up.
Right.
You know, that's a get back track. Am I wrong or right, Sil?
Well, it ended up being like that, but what happened was, I mean, you
what had happened?
What had happened? You want to do the thing on that?
Yeah, what had, and he may be listening, but I don't care because he messing with my folks.
Right.
But let's talk. Because I get to the interview.
Okay,
up.
So what happened? She's gonna let me tell it then.
Tell
okay.
it.
What happened? So somebody sent. We know one of the artists that we know very well.
I love him to life.
Send him a track and say, you know, do a little song with this and, you know, get back with him and see if we can collaborate on the track, right? And they did their part and they sent it in and everything. You know how we do.
Right.
But I don't think they was expecting what they got back on the track. And then they refused to do the track after that. So we decided to do the track ourselves.
Right.
So we are, obviously we heard their part. And then once we realized, you know, I guess the artist had put down something a little too heavy for them, in our opinion, you know, they kind of refused to finish up the project. So we went ahead and finished it up, and that's why we got it with Audio Hustler. Now, the name of the track wasn't Audio Hustler.
No, not at all.
I mean, he did say he wanted gangster hardcore.
Right.
Sent
up here Mondo J on that too, see. That was just too much.
Yeah, so it's all good. In the name of love.
Because you had to tighten up your belt a little bit. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Tighten up the belt, man.
Yeah.
Pressure and heat coming.
So they brought the fire. Q brought the fire.
Yeah.
You know, starting to, yeah. So, oh, you know what? And I love when we get some really good interviewees in the building and then they got this dope music. I said, oh, snap. We definitely got to bring it in. Let's talk about that, though, this Negro League. Talk about that, Q.
And, you know, it's, you know, Hank Aaron had just died.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at that on my timeline and what he represented to Atlanta, what he represented to baseball, being, you know, the first African American to, you know, win as far as in a home run, number one, you know, most home runs. You know, just to have somebody come from our culture, that meant so much. It inspired me to do the song. And really, Lost Jewels, the project I dropped yesterday, it was already done. And I felt like it was missing like two more. I need a banger and so I'm going crazy. And that inspired it. And the music came to, it was just natural. Wrote it while Lil Man was asleep. I got to catch that, you know. I got to catch them gaps.
Really?
Yeah, Lil Man asleep. Oh, yeah, I could get a song in right now. He'd be right there in my arm, and I'm writing something crazy.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, you always bring bangers, though, because when we first I've had an encounterment with you a long time ago. Don't remember because you did. But I remember, but as a grown man and as an artiste, you brought it then. You brought it. And I like how
the sauce always been there.
Yeah. but what I like, and I mentioned this before, Harvey, I think that's when you came and hung out with us And I think because I always pick on you. Y'all got to see when they're coming to the door, y'all. They some badasses. Q got me cursing. They come in with style, you know, and I like that. I like that.
Because first impression can be a last impression.
And you bring the impression.
Hey, come on.
You gotta
make a statement.
You got that from Mama C.
What? Yeah, oh yeah.
That's Mama C right there.
She's still killing me though.
Uh-huh.
She killing me.
It's just real. Folks.
She's so far ahead. Like,
yes.
I'm trying to catch up.
But you know, when you come from good stock, man, real people.
He does come from good stock.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he does come from good stock. Yeah, absolutely. Now you got a lot of things happening under your belt.
And
what I like, and we're gonna talk about all this magic that you're making, because music to me is magic, you know. It's your creation from the creator, and so we're going to go into a really quick music break, Silk. So I want to come back. We're going to start with what you got going on. We're going to talk about during these times,
right?
So hang tight, you guys. Look, if you're just locking in, shame on you.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we dropping got Q Brick in the building, all right? And so make sure you get those apps on lock. And we're going to be hanging out until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay locked, folks. Real quickly, Mondo, who do we have coming up on the hit list?
We got Tom McDonald with Cancel. And we got KRS-One, Don't Fall For It.
Now, let me say something. I'm feeling a little radical today, you guys. I'm feeling kind of conspiratorial. That's a new word.
We're checking them out.
Conspiratorial.
Have any of you guys checked out Tom McDonald?
Well, we're going to check it out now.
First time hearing about him.
Oh yeah. Q, have you heard of Tom McDonald?
Tom McDonald. No.
Okay. What about you, Harvey? Over there. Okay.
Well, you know, that's understandable.
It's understandable. Yeah. Some love him, some hate him.
Bro, yeah.
So I will let you guys make your own decision.
I like that though.
Yeah.
Force him to have an opinion.
Yeah. Right. And he lives in his own truth, and he's not swayed by anything or any obstacle or any.
That's
person.
The best way to be.
That's it.
They're gonna love you or hate you anyway.
Living your own truth. That's it. All right, you guys. Keep it on lock. You're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
I can't be canceled. There's no way that you can stop me. Fully independent. There's no label who can drop me. Y'all been starting rumors. Let me help you with some. Yeah.
He's a racist. He's a sexist. He's in love with Donald Trump.
Y'all can't cancel me. My life is scandal free. There ain't no sponsors taking losses, cause the brand is me. My hands are clean. My family and my fans agree. Y'all can't cancel me for facts because you're mad and weak. Go ahead and tell the world I'm ugly and racist. I braid my hair and I don't care about cultural appropriation. I moved to the ghetto, lived in the ghetto, there's no Caucasians. And still I loved every single one of my neighbors. How's a man say I'm clickbait if he gonna use this face to get clicks on his page? Y'all hypocrites are made. I ain't tripping about these bullies, it ain't sixth grade. Go ahead and diss me, trying to sell a couple mixtapes. I'm not afraid, take my face and my name, paste it on the front page. I'm already famous and you'll never change it by hating or claiming you'll take it away. My grind wicked, right? My rhyme's different. You can try to quantify defying limits. There's a dying gimmick and denying winning. This is pure fire, this ain't white privilege. I do what I want, get all the Gucci and Louis Vuitton out of my closet, out of my crib. I do not want it, that is for kids. That is for rappers who ask you to produce their beats for free, pretending online like they rich. I am not playing it safe. I said what I said. It is what it is.
I don't care if you mad at me, okay? Go ahead and change the channel. Don't waste your time trying to cancel me. They love me cause they know that I'm it. Say what you want, I guess it is what it is. Haters can talk, but they can't cancel the kid. Go ahead and go off, try and say this is it. But I swear
swear to God, you can't cancel the kid.
Everybody knows my name, from local folks to global fame. I'm vocal about the social justice movements. I expose the fakes, turn rappers into ghosts and graves. Make no mistake, they bones will break. I'll throw them in the wolf enclosure, slowly turn and close the cage. Acres full of sheep, you know that I'm the only goat. I'm great, they spoke my name to mostly hate. I don't complain, I'm woke, I wait. A total focused soldier, wrote the art of war. Know every page, I'm numb to all the dumbness. Smoke tobacco laced with Novocaine. I won't behave, I stoke the flames. I'll choke their throats with golden chains, whose vocal cords are skipping ropes and jump till I am soaked in brains. From open plains to coastal waves to solar rays in open space. Can't find nobody doper unless you poke your veins and snort cocaine. Whoa, y'all can't cancel me. Just get mad that I'm the man until you smash the screen. Like, whoa, I can handle heat. I walk through hell in open sandals drinking gasoline. Yeah. Could've been a star, could've had a mansion and a car, and a Grammy album on the charts. I'm a savage, Randy with the bars. I don't rap about Xanax, goddammit, can't cancel facts. We need answers, championing trash to the masses. Actually massively damages, yo. Keep trying to cancel me, yo. I own the masters, so yo. I make the beats, I write the songs, I own the cameras, yo. I could've been famous, dumb my music down till it's basic. Get it on the hottest Spotify playlist, Spotify my catalog and go mainstream, yo.
I don't care if you mad at me, okay? Go ahead and change the channel. No wasting time trying to cancel me. They love me cause they know that I'm it. Say what you want, I guess it is what it is. Haters can talk, but they can't cancel the kid. Go ahead and go on, try and say this is it. But I swear to God, you can't cancel the kid.
I feel like all these rappers lately on a mission. They startin' drama, they don't really want no problems, so they talkin' whispers. Don't even start, no competition, y'all are finished. They say they feelin' froggy, but I bet none of these frogs gon' rip it. They think I'm soft, but I promise y'all that I'm solid, like a rock inside a Teflon box and dipped in carbon fiber liquid. I'm not religious, but I walk with Christians. If Jesus died for all my sins, he'd need a million crosses tall as buildings. Y'all can't cancel me. I'm a god and you're the devil, stop attacking me. Like, whoa, nails in my hands and feet. Y'all some snakes, I don't need fruit from that apple tree. I ain't doing features or buying beats. I'm a wolf, I don't lie with sheep. I am what I am, and I can't hide my teeth. Way too many rumors, I'm like, who said it? Never met him, if he dissed me, probably about to drop a new record.
I do what I want, don't matter if I get approval or not. Y'all ain't gonna cyberbully me or try to push on me until I'm becoming some dude who I'm not. Head full of ludicrous thoughts, producing the songs. My music is truth and you brutally shock. I'm shooting my shot, I'm Biggie, I'm Shady, I'm new school Pac. Go ahead and call me a piece of garbage, make a starving artist your primary target. I'm the largest monster in the farthest darkness, and my claws are sharpened, I'm an army sergeant. If people wanna hate, then I'm grateful. Only gonna make what I say less painful. Look at my face, embrace, I'm unstable. I ain't gonna break or shake or feel shameful. I don't care if you mad at me, okay? Go ahead and change the channel. No wasted time trying to cancel me. They love me cause they know that I'm it. Say what you want, I guess it is what it is. Haters can talk, but they can't cancel the kid. Go ahead and go on, try and say this is it. But I swear to God, you can't cancel the kid.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rockin' with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Okay, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. That was Tom McDonald. And for those who have just heard of a Tom McDonald, my personal opinion, I'm vibing him, okay? He touches on some subject matters that some people are maybe afraid to talk about.
Right.
Some, they get angry.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of emotions, you know, that has come out in these recent times.
Right.
And for various reasons. And I'm in deep on what's going on in the world. So we won't do it today because we got Q, because this is his moment in his day. And speaking of what's going on, what I am seeing... And not even just in the entertainment industry, just people as a whole. I see two kinds of people.
Right.
I see those who are taking these current, I don't want to call it situations, but this, our current,
Lifestyle?
No.
Climate.
I say a situation.
Okay.
Because what we're going through is not, it's a lot behind the scenes, okay? And we would leave it just as that.
Oh wow! Oh yeah.
Two, it's getting
somewhere.
You feel me, right? Yeah. That sounds feel. I'm one of those ones. I'll get a T-shirt. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. You want to call me that? I don't care.
Hey, it's always a shade of gray.
Yeah, it's always a shade of gray. Yeah. So you got those who are waddling in their misery,
right?
And you got those that are being inspired. They're being, it's driving their energy, it's pushing them, it's making them create, to become fruitful in every which way. And you, Q, you fit that script.
Oh yeah.
And when I say fruitful, not only in your music, you're fruitful. You have a little.
Oh yeah, a little king. Young king. That's what he is. He a king.
Now, how does that feel? How does that feel? Because I know this is your first child, right?
Oh, no, it's my second. I have a daughter. Come on. I had the best of both worlds.
Get out of here.
Right. I say it's a blessing in the sense of, so my daughter's 10.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, wow.
My son is 5 months. So being able to evolve, I think during that time frame, I was in a different mental space.
Absolutely.
So I couldn't appreciate it at the time what I had right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
This time is different. So yeah. I've matured. I've been through things, trials and tribulations, grown, and it definitely feels different, because it's like I'm ready to, everything is about them now. It's like that legacy, what I'm passing down to them, that they can pass down to their kids and open doors for them.
Yeah.
Things that I didn't know, things that I didn't learn, and not blaming anyone. It's just, it passes down. It's a generational curse.
Exactly.
If my grandma don't know, she can't teach my mom.
Talk.
And my mom don't know, she can't pass down to me. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I get to know it, it's so far in the game, These kids, they need to know now. Yeah. My daughter's 10. She need to know about ownership, business, finance, credit, what she really come from there now.
Exactly.
And so, it's a blessing to be in that position.
It's an evolution. Yeah. As parents, we evolve. You have evolved. And the key thing is that you're grown. You have your season of maturation. You're a grown man.
Oh, yeah.
It's your second time around being a parent. And so, your daughter gets all that goodness too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, hey, good sweetheart. Thing she's 10. That's your sweetheart.
She Beyonce.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
she tip-top Beyonce.
No, she did.
Oh, man, she go crazy.
Really?
Her dancing skills are next level.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She has so much energy. That's the thing. She has so much energy.
I wonder where she gets that from, though.
She get it from me.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She get it from my daddy. Yeah, can't say you get it from your mama on that one.
Nah.
Yeah, absolutely. Nah. So you're evolving as a parent.
Right.
And certainly evolving as an artist. Because I don't I think even whatever it is that you do in life, your position, if you're at a standstill and you never evolve,
right,
then you're not making any type of progress, or you're not being how can I put it? You're not, help me out. You're not making things happen. Just put it that way.
You're not making things happen, man. You got people that look at the glass half empty. You got people that look at the glass half full. Looking at it half full and taking, and you take that trauma, you take that pain, and like you say, that's what creates the best art.
Exactly.
I created it's like a time capsule. I feel like the best things are created in a time capsule. So when you capture a moment where you have this energy, whatever you're going through. I lost my auntie last year. My auntie, that's a very sensitive and hurtful thing for me. She was like a mother. We was all close. Living through a pandemic, people losing their jobs, people losing their homes, people losing their livelihood, everything they work for.
Yeah.
It's messing up homes. It was affecting marriages. I'm seeing all this being and then you deal with your own personal relationship. So Lost Jewels, and that kind of segue perfect into Lost Jewels, because Lost Jewels is me channeling and recapping my 2020 experience, everything on here,
okay,
from friends to my relationship. Mm-hmm. It was a struggle not seeing all the time eye to eye. When you I got a song on the album called Honeymoon Phase. So when you meet a person during that honeymoon phase, or that first 60, 90, when you getting to know each other, y'all vibing out, y'all rocking, the energy is there.
Yeah.
To transition to living with a person, it's completely different.
It's a whole nother ball game,
man, come on.
Yeah.
Where in the Bible, respect to all the Bible heads out here, right? Respect to all the Bible heads out here. I'm not, no disrespect.
No disrespect.
But look, man, you got to test drive that car.
You do.
I'm sorry.
You do.
There's no way you're going to get married to someone and then find out that shit ain't gonna work. Oh my God. Yes, no. Yes. That's misery.
That's misery. Oh, we can talk about that. We can definitely talk about that.
You got, man, that lets you know you have to. It's part of the process. If it was written today, it'd be completely different.
Exactly. So you're shaking things up in every aspect.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what, you're in the right place. At Street 60, full circle. So you are definitely going full circle.
Oh, yeah.
From career wise, personal wise, parenting, your family. And I know you come from a very, very close, tight-knit family. I know that firsthand. And so, and that's why I vibe with you too. And then to know that you're an amazing artist, that just kind of put the icing on the cake for me. I'm just grinning and skinning and
humble.
Yeah.
Humble to be here. I'm thankful.
I just can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you.
I'm thankful for this opportunity.
You grown and you you spitting some knowledge. You showing the old Smokey Bogey some stuff right about now. You know, that's what I mean when you stop growing, you stop living. Let's go sit down in the corner somewhere.
You existing at that point. Exactly. You're not living anymore.
Exactly.
You're just walking.
Let's talk about this music, Q, because when I found out, who Q is and he's an artist, I'm like, wow. How was this always your interest, or did you kind of fall into it? Did somebody make a bet? Oh man, you can't spit bars. How did you get into it?
You know, it's crazy. Music has always been a part of my life and a huge part of my family life. Like listening to I remember riding with my mom and she'd be playing Sade, Anita Baker, Vibes. And then I remember riding with Pops and it's always Erykah Badu or D'Angelo, all this neos. So I had them vibes already. So the music was always there. But, as parents, they try to, my dad wanted me to play. I love basketball. But my dad was like, he was pushing basketball. I was playing AAU at Ben Hill.
Oh, really?
Ben Hill Recreation and Fulton County Bulls. So basketball was a huge impact on my childhood. But music has always been there. And it was just one of those things where I always would write rhymes or be in the bedroom and I would make my own beat. So I would reverse tapes and find a loop in a song.
Uh-huh,
and then I just loop it.
Oh, wow.
And then, just come up with my own song. So it's always been there.
Now, how's your support system with family and even your circle? Now, it looks like your circle is shifting now because of this. Yeah. I think a lot of, it's Mother Nature. Nature is upgrading. There's a frequency here.
Right.
So we're all evolving in so many different ways.
So many ways.
Yes. So how is your support system and where's your support system lies the strongest?
I'm going to say my family always support me.
They're
going to always be there.
Yeah.
They're going to always show love. A lot of my support come from strangers as well. I'm blessed to be able to put out art and have it be judged by somebody emailing me or somebody saying, hey man, I love that song. I was able to vibe to that. I was able to relate to that. It hit me. And that's what I do the music for. It's not to need validation or seeking validation from a music industry per se. It's about creating art that I love and what things I like to listen to and channeling my energy when I'm going through things. Oh, sorry about that. And putting it out there.
Okay. So
support definitely comes from family, friends, but we get a lot of love from strangers. Because sometimes, another thing is, family don't always understand. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't.
That's
sometimes
true.
You be doing something and they don't understand the problem. Like my mom, she'll tell me all the time, oh man, when you do this one thing, oh yeah, if somebody gonna hear it and you just gonna blow up and it's like, mom, it don't work like that. It takes years, man.
Yeah.
Even acting, it's like, you starting in a web series, but it's like, you don't understand. That's just that one little thing to get you here, and it just build.
Exactly. And I come from the hip hop era.
Right.
When it first, we are the hip hop generation.
Right.
And there's a million and one artists out there. And when you think about just any career, even in radio, it's a million and one radio. So it took me a minute to even get used to online radio.
Right.
I come from terrestrial. I'm like, I want real radio. This not real radio. What you talking about? YouTube? What? YouTube? So I had to adjust to the ways of how we're doing things. I'm like, I'm like, I want terrestrial. And then my son said, Mom, don't be so stupid. I almost cursed him out. Mom, don't be stupid. You said you want to reach the world. You can't reach the world being local. Why do you think all the mainstream radio stations got to have an app and they have to do pod, you know, right. you know, upload their stuff to, you know, they got to keep up with online. And I just didn't think online radio was real, real. And then at one some given point in time, you had to have go to school, have broadcasting. Right. But now it's shifted.
Hey,
so
it's podcast.
And I was a little deterred by that because, you know, I have a little radio voice.
You don't have to change who you are. You just have to change how you put it out.
How
there.
You, your delivery.
Yeah, you just
got
to change how it's distributed.
But some people just put it out there kind of crazy. It just depends on who your audience
it's
is.
Who your audience is. Who your fan base.
Exactly. So what I'm really trying to get at is that I like your drive because even though there's, because I was deterred about how just everything, I always call it being watered down. Once upon a time, you had to have a certain skill set to get into a certain industry. Now, you can just, you know, like we said, you can create a gimmick, create some drama. The drama always, it gets the noise, right? But so now you're coming with the talent. I like your headset. I mean, your mindset. I like everything about that. And I got to get used to knowing Q is Q because I'm always linking you back to your family. And I'm sorry, I'm a little biased.
Oh, no,
because
you're good.
Because you come from good. You come You come from a good cloth, okay?
Exactly.
And so I'm not just saying
I'm proud
that.
Of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, but I just have to keep putting it out there. So when you stated that, look, Ma, it doesn't work that way. It's a grind. In other words, I know a lot of people who had radio stations, but they've come and gone. Right. They're like, Maureen, you still here?
Still ain't going nowhere. You stand the test of time.
Because
it's authentic and it's your passion.
It's your passion.
See, the thing is, you can get in the game with clout. You can get in the game, you know, doing stuff that's unethical or selling, quote unquote, selling your soul. But only the good ones going to last. Only the ones that push the envelope. And you know, make something that's groundbreaking, that sit to themselves and really do it, they're gonna stay forever. Look at Lauryn Hill. Miss Education of Lauryn Hill came out 25 years ago. She still can go on tour and sell out.
Yes.
Please give us another album, Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
Please.
Shoot, her album got diamond.
It got diamond.
Yeah.
White diamond.
It's crazy,
man.
She's a bad girl. Bad woman.
They
don't even talk about that.
They don't talk about that.
When you make music like that, when you make music like that, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, I'm just listen to some rap people, but when you put that, even Drake, you can go away for 3-4 years, enjoy your life and build and create other things, and then people still gonna be waiting for you when you come back.
People still
gonna be there
because the quality is there,
right?
Yeah,
so when you got quality, people gonna always want to hear Maureen.
Yeah.
I always want to hear what she got to say
because
she run her mouth, and she did it right away. Exactly,
she got a lot to say because I miss myself some Prince. Prince
died on my birthday. Prince died on April 21st.
Was it April 21st?
April 21st.
Yeah, I'm missing that, bro. Is he like, you know, I don't know him, but it feels like we know him. He family and all that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Prince was ahead of his time.
You know what? I like this. And is it fair to say, because you talk about 2020.
Right.
And when I think of 2020, I think of what's going on. But to me, it's like, come on, let's play. I'm ready. Let's do this. I come to play.
Right.
You know, I chose to come here. I come to have fun.
Had a fun.
You know, I'm driven by challenges. Is that what I'm getting from you? Because you got the passion.
Right.
But your passion seems to be like times 10 now.
Yeah.
Because now you have these, I don't want to say
it's
obstacles.
Like, what else can I go through at this point? I lost my dad. I lost my sister. I lost my best friend in the car accident. I lost my auntie. Been faced with challenges, man, my whole life. So I'm finna fuck shit up.
There
now.
You go.
I'm finna fuck shit up.
Can't nothing hurt you no
can't
more.
Can't hurt me no more.
Nothing to lose.
Okay. I'm fearless right now. I'm fearless. I'm gonna say what I want to say on these tracks. I'm gonna give people vibes. I'm gonna give them the energy. I'm gonna give them that real shit. And they gonna love it.
He's bringing Q.
Straight up.
He's bringing Q.
The acting. We're going to the acting, directing, and
we gotta talk about the acting too.
We got stuff.
Yes, we gotta talk about that. But you know what I like, and I say this all the time. And before we started the show, we talked about what's happening in our world. You know, this is a stage play, but now everyone's on stage. This is what is happening is that this is the stage play in our society, and we're all the actors and actresses, and we just don't freaking know it. Some of us don't know it, okay?
Exactly.
But what I like about this, and I'm not anti-mainstream, I'm pro-independent, and even when it comes to radio and things of that nature, I had the mainstream. I was able to experience that.
Especially when you're on your own mouth, publishing.
Especially
when you're a puppet.
Yeah, there you go. But what I like too now, Q, and let me know your thoughts on this.
Okay.
This is a time, and I stated this before the show, where everyone is going through something. We're all, everyone, race, creed, color, every age, it doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
This is the time, and I always say this, This is the time for the independent artists. This is the time for the business owners, because guess what? Now, all the ones, the puppets, they're on the same platform. Instagram, exactly. YouTube, and exactly. do lives. So now, no one is here.
Right. It's a level playing field now.
It is a level field.
You see how they got scared a couple weeks ago when they took GameStop and AMC off of the Robinhood app?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. We're not just at home chilling now. We're learning about investments. We're learning about the stock market.
We become
more financially literate now.
Oh, yeah.
We eat better now.
Yeah.
Health, man.
We're in survival mode.
You can't get us with them McDonald's commercials no more.
That's it.
That shit, it be 2 o'clock in the morning, Burger King, it's shining bright too. Ooh, look, we're not falling for that shit no more, man.
Right.
We ain't good. So now, we got to put up vegan shops everywhere now. Get with the program. Yeah. We're on a different way now. We aligned up. We're working out. We're looking good.
The chakras are opening up.
Exactly. We're looking good. Shit. Chakra, man. Open them up.
Yes.
Seven, baby.
That's right.
Third eye. Get that third eye, man. We ready.
We are definitely ascending.
And burn your little sage, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, burn
them back.
It don't hurt. Burn your sage.
Mother Nature is upgrading, and you guys got to go. You get the upgrade or you don't. So we are definitely ascending. Okay, I didn't know we was on that same page.
Oh yeah.
I'm loving it.
I told
this.
You we cooking. You talk on break, and I knew you.
You starting some stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. So you know what? And that's funny, because I'm learning more and more people, and I hate the word awake and woke, because they don't beat that to the ground.
Right, woke.
But we are definitely ascending.
Right.
You know, we're upgrading.
You know what's funny to me when people say, you too woke.
What does that mean?
So you want me to be too stupid?
Dumb?
Too dumb? You want me to be too stupid?
Sleep.
I'm too woke. How can you be too woke? So you could be too learning yourself, learning, you know what I mean, how this thing work, that you've been trapped in for years, for generations.
Everything's been a lie.
Come on.
Right. Everything.
We've been oppressed. What is 2020 to me? We've been going through oppression for years.
Yeah.
We've been survivors.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't put my faith in no politicians. Not even Joe Biden. Like,
there you go, Sleepy Joe.
Right. What did Trump do? Yeah, he exposed what America has been, a reflection of who we are as people, man.
You know what I mean?
And now, like you say, it's that time to take that energy and transition it to something positive.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they hate him for it. That's why they own him so hard.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They hate him for it.
Yeah.
It's time.
For sure. So we're definitely moving and shaking. Oh yeah. I'm vibing you,
oh,
Q.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need to just go on and cut the interview and let's just talk.
Right.
All right. Well, look, we're going to take a really quick music break. We're going to get into your projects that you got going on. And we got to tap into a little bit about Q, the actor. Now, would you be considered Q the actor, or would it be Quentin? Or should I have?
I want to be an acting name, but Quentin Williams is cool. I love my name.
That's who I know you.
Yeah,
as.
Quentin Williams.
Quentin.
Oh no, though, man. Starring Q Brick sound cool to me.
Q Brick sounds kind of, it do.
But that,
I can see him. Yeah. He's been on.
But you got to separate me from the. Really, that acting thing. Denzel is my guy. This is my guy.
Uh-huh.
Pops had me watching Malcolm X at 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm studying this guy since four. I want to be, that's you, me. Yeah.
That's where you want to
Yeah, don't play me no hip-hop. He's a hip-hop slash nah.
Yeah.
That acting thing is.
True.
I want Oscars and Grammys.
There you go. You want it all. Get it.
Or fuck it. Forget them. We'll just come up with our own thing.
That's it.
And create our own awards.
There you
What's
go.
What's up, Tyler Perry?
Where you at? And that's happening.
What's
up? But you know, there's a lot of those going up now. And there's a lot coming up. You know, this is a new Hollywood.
We don't need that validation.
No, we don't
they
need
snubbed
it.
Lil Baby last year. Lil Baby was supposed to have 5 Grammy. That man had one of the best rap years ever. He outsold Taylor Swift.
Did he really?
Yes, he outsold Taylor Swift, the number one selling artist, and this man not get a Grammy nomination. He got snubbed.
Such
as a bit fuck. It's like fuck you. How y'all not nominate The Weeknd? The Weeknd had the biggest pop record last year, Blinding Light. That song is amazing.
I missed that.
Y'all don't nominate him?
Wow. Yeah. Well, look, you guys, we're going to take a really quick music break. We got the sound engineer running up out of here. So we're going to, real quickly, because we got to tap into the other components of what Q Brick is made of. He got some layers going on over here.
Oh, yeah, man.
He done threw me by surprise. Well, look, you guys, stay locked in. This is the Embodiment Underground Radio. We have Q Brick in the building. Now, because what time is it now? We're at 6:43.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost at the top of the hour. If you're just locking in, again, I'm going to always say shame on you, okay? You guys make sure you just, make a note, mental note, do whatever you need to do necessary. Embodiment Underground Radio, we air every Monday through Saturday from 6 until 7. We are exclusively an underground independent artist show. Also, check out the station at Street 60 FM. We are 24/7. For all those artists who want to get some airtime, some interviews, rotation, get involved. Also, we're going to, you know, hey, check out what we got going on as far as soon we will have, we'll have some jobs and for people to come as well. And we would like for it to be artist operated. We are exclusively for the artists. And so also, too, I want to make a really quick announcement. I don't want to take too much time from the interview. S360 FM Full Circle means exactly that. We're 360 degrees as far as reaching the world. We are listened to in 80-something plus, 83-plus countries. Our numbers are skyrocketing. Oh, the energy, the vibration, the frequency. We have now tapped into the vortex.
Oh, yeah.
It took a while for those numbers to come. I mean, I was like, Lord, we was just glad to get. You remember when we first set up, we had two listeners. Like, oh, man, we got two listeners. Oh, the numbers are off the chain. I mean, we have tapped in. We have broke through the vortex. And that is no joke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that was me and you.
One, two.
Man, that sounded like passing the bar.
Absolutely. Man. So I am so super excited. So for so many various reasons, for the artists, it gives them more exposure.
Right.
At Street 60, we're on the map, and we're just starting. So look out, you know, Breakfast Club, V103, 97.0. Y'all move over. We are going nowhere, okay? This is our, how many years have we been, this has been fourth year as X360 Embodiment Underground Radio. We've been around since 2015.
Wow.
Okay, so we're not going anywhere. Lastly, but not least, to all the artists who gets airplay on our station, we are evolving with what's happening in our society. We're not our society. Let me scratch that. With the world, with Mother Nature, or Mother Earth, we want to ascend with what is happening in our world. We have now decided to take our station to the 432 Hertz, the electromagnetic beat of the earth. We will no longer be playing 440 Hertz music because that was designed to dumb us down. And so we're taking it back to the natural beat of the earth, which heals your spirit. It opens you up. It's the healing power. It does all of the above. So anytime you guys send music in Q, we do convert it to 432 Hertz.
Okay.
You can't tell a difference, but I have to be a part of the solution and not the problem.
Oh,
I refuse to have anything that we do to toxify our
community,
right. Society, the world, the people.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough treason against humanity that's going on. I don't want to take a part of that.
Morals over money. I respect it.
Exactly.
Anytime.
Exactly. And that's the reason for our campaigns. If people say, well, why do you need a campaign? You know, well, when you're shifting, sometimes you may take a hit. You may take a hit in listeners. You may take a hit, you know, because some people are not down with that. Yeah. And so we have to be prepared so we can stay afloat. So we are going to be full 432 Hertz in 2021 because we have a very big database of music.
Right.
So everything that you hear over the station is not completely 432. Now this show, everything is 432 Hertz.
Okay.
But the run of the station, we have a lot of work to do. And so we got to, between the few of us that runs the station, we got to kind of pick and choose. And so we're cleaning up the station.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got to get the right beat in there. So look, you guys, stay locked in. We're going to play a really quick KRS, who is it? Who do we have?
Yep, KRS-One, Don't Fall For It.
Don't Fall For It. He's spitting some knowledge also.
Classic.
So stay locked in, you guys. We got Q Brick in the building. Stay locked in.
We here.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live.
Dead right.
Don't you fall for it. Don't you fall for it. Keep your head up, never let up, never let them get you fed up. You just step up, get your rep up, get your cash up, get your check up. The whole system's a setup. It's time we really get up. We've been about this revolution from the time we met up. Take it back, I got my fist up, Malcolm X in 88. Only work for those that will participate. You are great, they are fake. Yo, it's time to demonstrate higher level mental states. Conscious people congregate. Show the love, not the hate. This is basic, no debate. But these people are debating and they hating. They should wait. It was bickering amongst ourselves that got us in this state. Yeah, the truth is inconvenient, but the truth is never late. You can't see what they be doing, how they thinking, how they moving. You can't see what they pursuing, making claims none are proven. Don't fall
Dems are the same. This one's shooting us up, that one's locking us up. This one got us stuck, that one's out of luck. You can front if you need to, the cycle never ends. No justice, but in 4 years they hyping us again. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it. If you thinking and you earning and you drinking and you burning and you really not concerning with the news and what they learning, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it. If you love it, never hate it, you agree it, don't debate it. HBCU educated, your degree is highly rated. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it. Don't you fall for it, don't fall for it. Yo, me, I'm not a fake dude, I'ma keep it real, real. They see through it all that America needs a heel deal. America ain't really sick, this is what it really is. Gunshots and cages for black and brown little kids. Now they acting like they not the cause of how we live. Do not tell me what you gonna do, I can see what you did. Look at her, look at him, look at them, look at me. Do you see our interests represented in society? No you don't, and you won't, cause democracy's a joke. Every 4 years these same people asking us to vote. Nothing changed but the Range Rover switching lanes over. I remain the flamethrower, knowledge reigns, game over. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Rodney King, George Floyd, man, we all saw it. So don't protest with defiance, but don't move with self-reliance. While the soul is being silenced for the religion of science. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. If you thinking and you earning and you drinking and you burning and you really not concerning with the news and what they learning. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. There's no justice in the courts, we are always taking shorts. They can shoot us like a sport, and it's not trust that they want. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it, don't you fall for it. Take it up!
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl Black Mermaid. That's Black Mermaid is in Three Eyes, Third Eye, Spiritual Shit Talker. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. You're tuning in to X360FM. Holla at me.
All right, you guys. That was Black Mermaid. That's my girl right there. That's my tribe. We sit here sometimes and we'll talk to 10 o'clock in the morning. We have some church on, you know, after the show. But right. we had that new type of church that people don't understand. Mm. And you know what I'm talking about.
I already know what you're talking about.
So
That's some great church. That's some great time.
That's some great time. Yes, sir. Yeah. And by the way, she was a co-host on yesterday, the guest host. And you guys showed out. I loved it. She had the energy. She held it down. You know, she had the female side down. And she was long-winded like me, too. So I said, okay, I ain't too bad. So you guys check out Black Mermaid. She is compared to Lauryn Hill.
Oh, wow.
And I want you guys to check her out. She just started doing hip-hop.
Yeah, she started doing it.
Oh, she's bad to the bone.
Yeah.
And her lyrics.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
you may start floating.
Oh man.
But she go hard. She brings her personality. Yeah. You heard a spiritual shit talker. I'm right. Serious. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we have a call. Black Mermaid.
Black Mermaid. I'm gonna check her out. Yeah. Shout out to Black Mermaid. Yeah.
Say what now?
That's dope.
No, you tell her. I got Kubrick in the building. This is real radio, you guys. You don't script. What you get is what you hear is what you get. Okay, talking about switching. And we're not gonna rush. And we got the manager in the building. I am
Shout
so glad you were able to join us. Yes. Yeah. You got an amazing you have an amazing artist over here and you know this. That's why you're managing them. Yeah, yeah.
So, I'd be killing them with them 2 o'clock in the morning calls. Hey man.
That's how you do it. You working.
You talking.
But definitely. Does it feel like it's not really work? This your passion. This
yeah, it's never work when you love what you do. Yeah. I tell anybody that it's never work when you love doing what you do.
Yeah,
unless I love it.
Absolutely. And talking about doing what you do, know your passion. You got a few projects coming up.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm gonna let you lead this one because you know I can't keep up with you. You already wore me out, Q-Brit. Cause I'm high energy. I don't met my match today.
We 10 years ahead, man. I say 10 years ahead.
Uh-huh.
You don't never know when this thing might end. I say you live it up and put as much art out and content out as you want. And that's the thing. We got Lost Jewels just dropped yesterday, so this is a huge thing because this album, like it's a masterpiece. Like it's
it's so well constructed, so well put together, because it's literally a 2020 recap of my life personally and world, how I viewed the world at that time.
Okay.
And so if you listen to it sonically from top to bottom, it tells a story. And you're gonna feel it. And it's still good vibes, though. You know, sometimes people be a little, you know, you can be a little too conscious where the music don't balance out what you're saying, and we don't feel it because we don't feel the beat. You're gonna feel that vibe,
yeah.
You're gonna feel that production, and you're gonna feel them lyrics. We dropped a beautiful piece yesterday. So Lost Jewels, make sure y'all get that on all streaming platforms, and stream that. Also, film coming up. So we working on the acting. Oh yeah, we on it.
Let's talk about your acting too, because I saw a few. I think I saw maybe a couple of skits on your Instagram. I watch quietly though.
Yeah,
I do.
That's good.
I'm a lurker.
That's the best way to watch. Yeah, man. Watch from a distance.
Right. How long have you been in acting?
You get respect from a distance. You get face stuff. When it's up in front of your face, that's fake.
Yeah.
Too much.
Disrespecting.
Yeah.
See, now you know I've been looking, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So how long have you, how did you start, and how long have you been into acting?
So I started in 2016. It started from a demo tape of my music. Me and this brother named Alonjay Halls was working at Best Buy together.
Uh-huh.
That's when I was selling cell phones and electronics.
There you go.
And it ain't the same no more, man. Uh-huh. Best Buy might be closed down now.
Oh yeah.
Everything is being ordered and taken from the house, DoorDash and whatever. But anyway, met him and he heard my demo tape and he knew right then. He's like, man, this guy's serious. He has talent. He wrote a script based on the stories I was putting in on that music.
Okay.
And we created a series called Blue Collar Hustle. That was literally my first time acting. My first time acting was December 2016, and I had a starring role, and it built from there. It built from that to season two, where I won my first LA Film Festival Award for Best Actor. And I never forget that night, because we was headed to see Black Panther. So I was already lit.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna see Black Panther. This is for the culture. And then I get a phone call. Lundy said, bro, you got time? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, hey man, you won Best Actor in the LA Film Festival tonight, man. You won, man. We was nominated. And I just stopped and it was just blessings. It was just that stuff you dreamed of, and like you said, you manifested it. It came. And since then we've been working. I have a new show I'm part of. Shout out to Sway. It's called Cousins.
Okay.
I'm playing a character named Derek. And man, it's really good. It's deep rooted from like Savannah, family from Savannah, and him, his cousins at odds because it's very deep, but it's a very good story. So working on that, start filming that next month. And April, Silver and Gold. Silver and Gold is created by Alonjay Halls. Well, me and Alonjay Halls created Silver and Gold, and he wrote a hell of a script. It's like Black James Bond. It's you know what? It's like a Bonnie and Clyde story about scamming in Atlanta. So if you take that concept of Bonnie and Clyde back in the day, you had these characters that are scamming in Atlanta, but they're in love with each other. And it's creative though. It's not dumb. You know, it's not in your face and slapstick.
Okay.
It's a lot of jewels in there, but it's put together high production. It's really, really good.
I'm sure that sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, Silver and Gold.
It's room for it too.
Yeah, Silver and Gold is gonna be crazy.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
So now when you're acting, because I love Denzel Washington.
Oh man.
I really truly believe how he acts is who he is.
He can't do no wrong.
Yeah. I don't think he has to tweak too much of anything, you know, besides his learning the script, you know, and that's about it. Something tells me, because you put yourself into your music.
Oh yeah.
Do you do the same when it comes to acting?
I'm a method actor. I have to be that character. Sometimes I walk around the house, sometimes I walk around a whole day. When I'm on set, I'm in a zone where it's like I'm that person. Even break, no, I'm not breaking. I'm still there. This is who I am.
That's who you are.
Yeah, and that's the best way to be, man. And that's how I feel. Denzel, he is himself, but he's that character. I love him in Training Day. He can't do no wrong.
He can't.
Oh yeah.
And I take that same energy and apply it to my work.
I like that. You know, and so you just Q, aka Quentin. You just who you are. Who you are. And so that so whatever you have a hand in, it should just come easy to you.
Yeah, it's
to a certain degree.
It's easy. It's because the thing is, now I think we've lived our whole life being placed in a box. If you think about it, everything you do is in a box. You sleep in a box, your bed, you sleep in your crib is a box. You get in the car, it's a box. You go to your job as a building, that's a box. We live our life with too many restraints and walls.
That's true.
It's free, man. Like so when you create a space, you can't just say I'm gonna be a rapper. I don't want to just rap or be an artist. Who wanna be rapping 50 years old on stage?
Exactly. Hey,
I'm good on that.
Yeah.
I wanna direct. I wanna put film out. I wanna write. We writing scripts.
That's right.
We wanna open up businesses. I wanna open up doors for my brothers.
That's what I'm talking about.
So they can feed their kids, and their kids can feed their kids, and then we passing things down. It's a mess. Come on. What are we doing this for? What's your why?
Yeah, what is
this is my why.
Why is everything?
Your why is everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, that's why I tell people when they want to come train. I said, what's your why?
What's your why?
You doing it
why
for
you
the
doing it?
You're doing it for the class for you and right. some people can say, ooh. Right. I'm like, you're not going
to
last.
You doing it to get them 30 likes on Instagram.
Yeah, it's not going to last.
You're
yeah.
doing it for that.
I love it. I love exactly. it. So, yeah.
Just 30 likes.
Q on fire. Yeah.
We're on fire today. We're on fire today. Album out. We lit.
You are on fire.
Top down. We might just throw money on the freeway tonight, man. 85. I'm just blessing. Blessing everybody tonight, man. We going crazy.
I am
man.
So proud of you. I am so excited.
Well, I might wait till the All-Star weekend since they want to give Atlanta the All-Star weekend during a pandemic. Y'all could have waited a year. Y'all could have waited till we had our full potential. God damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the NBA All-Star.
So because
coming to Atlanta.
But I don't understand this pandemic thing because we opening up and we letting about 28,000 immigrants into the United States. Biden.
Let me tell you how silly this is, right? We wear a mask every day, right? Hold on, let's just. Okay.
Two masks now.
You go. Hold on, you go to QuickTrip, right? I went to QuickTrip the other day. I literally put my hand. I had to open the door, right?
Yeah.
How many people open that door a day, right?
Everybody.
Hold on. So you let us all open the door, right? But you take the condiments out the damn. So I can't. So on my hot dog, I already don't touch the door. I'm already putting myself in position where I might catch this shit.
That's right.
Right. And then I can't get no damn ketchup. It wasn't even worth the risk.
It doesn't make sense.
Damn, I can't even get. How you gonna limit me there? But you didn't limit me. Just shut the whole shit down. If it's that serious, come on, man. They playing games.
Yeah.
They playing games. It's big money in this, man. Bill Gates don't leave Microsoft $1 billion. Company man to go do research on a vaccination.
He's taking control of the energy.
Oh yeah,
he's buying up all the farmland. You know, he's
big money.
What's that movie? The show called The Man on the Hill or the it's a man who sits on the hill and he's the one they call him Satan. No. He's the man who's I'm on the radio. Yeah, he's taking over. Mm-hmm. Taking over the whole world. He's taking over the whole. He's sitting up on the hill, the man on the hill.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he talks about he's a philanthropist, right?
Right.
That's like save the world, save the people. You go over to Africa, you want to test stuff on the black folk and the Africans and all of that.
Check this out.
But then now he's getting all this farmland. What is he doing with the farmland? We don't have a clue.
Man, you know
and we don't know why Texas froze over. Yeah, exactly. We know something going on with that. But then he says the world is not going to be right until everyone gets vaccinated.
Look,
but he believes in depopulation.
Oh yeah, just so like Bill Gates.
You,
right.
So how can you trust in that?
How can you trust somebody that believe in getting rid of baby boomers? That's what he wants. That's all part of the agenda and plan. You know, not to go too deep. It's just
because you can go really deep.
The thing is, people say when it get back to normal, it's never going to be normal. Like, it's never going to be the normal that you remember. You got to adapt right now. Yes, it's not the new normal. That's why whatever you're trying to do, like we talk about businesses, the time is now.
These
businesses folding. I'm not going to put my faith in. No, like, to even think about 401k and pension now. I'm going to work until I'm 70 and get a pension and 401.
People have lost all that.
Them days is dead. These young kids is creating their own content. These young kids is creating their own lane, and they're not working no jobs. We don't trust that.
They're making millions,
being themselves and doing them.
Making meals.
So I don't got to sign it, darling. Yes, come on.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I just don't understand it, you know. And he refuses. No one in his family has a vaccination.
Yeah,
they don't get vaccination. But everybody's running to the man on the mountain.
Oh, he said he's going to stop everybody from eating meat, too.
Oh, really?
That's why I think he's getting all that farmland, because he's going to have a plant-based food he's going to put
out. Hey, now that's dope.
But we got. Yeah. But they talking about manufacturing these plants.
Oh, yeah.
They're not gonna be natural.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. Like you gotta be careful even what you eat, because not everything. Like Burger King got a vegan burger. Come on, man.
That
you can get for $2.
That Beyond Burger.
Like, I'm not trusting that.
Bloody vegan. They use the Beyond Burger.
Yeah.
And it has poisons in it.
Come on. It's toxic.
They'll throw anything on these boxes, man. These packages, man. Have you eaten this stuff? Oh yeah, they got a vegan section. Now, come on.
When something's trending, I like to go the opposite way.
Look, Netflix got a. Not everybody. It makes sense to. It's so much money in Black Lives Matter now. So you got a session on Netflix called Black Lives Matter. You got a session on VH1 called Black Lives Matter. HBO Max, Black Lives Matter. But like, come on, man. It makes sense. It makes some money.
Yeah, that's
a business.
That's George Soros. Yeah,
it's a whole other story behind the real Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And the Black Panthers probably rolling over in their grave.
Oh man, come on, come on, man.
They're rolling over in their grave.
Come on, man. Hey, look. And then, you seen Judas and the Black Messiah?
I haven't.
Oh my God,
it's good.
Judas and the Black Messiah. Yeah.
Judas and the Black Messiah, story of Fred Hampton, 21-year-old chairman of Chicago Black Panther Party, who was gunned down, assassinated,
really?
You know, by the FBI, and set up by an informant, black guy.
That's the MO.
It's crazy because
we get it because we don't watch TV.
HBO Max. So I mean, it's worth getting HBO Max for. Okay. Shout out to the director. You seen it, man?
Oh yeah, I seen it. It was deep.
Right? Yes. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds like the same thing that happened to Malcolm X.
Oh yeah.
Same setup.
Everything was set up.
Right.
They played that out.
Hey man. And then the soundtrack. When the last time you cared about a soundtrack? Even the soundtrack is dope.
Oh really?
Oh, go crazy.
You got it.
Got everybody on the soundtrack. You know, Judas and the Black Messiah, I give it to you after the radio, but you need to watch that film. It's funny how a lot of our people don't know these stories. It's like, I've been talking about Fred Hampton, to be honest, for about 5-6 years, for a while.
Exactly.
1969, he got killed on Jay-Z birthday, December 4th, 21 years old, changing the world, while Huey and them was locked up. So it's like, we don't know these stories, but they can teach us about Christopher Columbus and all that bullshit.
That don't matter.
That nonsense.
Absolutely.
About who discovered America and who created life.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nikola Tesla. That's who created it. Dummy.
I love it. Okay, so you in tune. You in tune in every which way. So I'm good. I'm good with this interview right here.
It
went a whole different direction. You know.
I had to vent. Look, I had to get these. Stop being the sound.
That's the best thing. That is the best. It's kind of like you're acting. I don't sit and say, well, what am I going to ask them? I just let it flow because I don't do well. My first year in radio, I said, okay, I got to write my little questions down. And it was just so rehearsed, you know.
Right.
It didn't give good radio. And so I said, you know, I don't have time for this. Let me just go in here and just figure this thing out when I get on the mic.
Right.
And I have the best shows when I'm just being Maureen and allowing the people who are around me to be themselves. And there you have it. It makes a good show. They tend to get better views than the ones that you try to, you know, perfect.
Because you can't force perfect. People try to force perfect. Like, I'm gonna make the perfect, and it never works out like that. The things that are natural, even on set, like, it's funny, the things that you don't think feel right, it's just the more natural when you change a line or two. But you create that's my character. That's what it sells. It feels good. It's energy.
Yeah.
People want to feel the energy.
They want to feel the energy.
I mean, real stuff happened by accident.
Real things happen by accident.
It's falling into place.
Just when we was trying to find the name of the station, I was taking a poll with the family. We did that thing about a good 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We at the showcase, we were telling the artists, what should we name the radio station? I said, I ain't going to tell you what I said. I said, I'm tired. And I said, X360. And Derwin said, X in the fit. Where do you get the X in the
fit? It was
an
old DJ back in the day.
See,
Red Alert.
DJ
Red Alert used to come in.
X in the fit.
He'd be like, in the fat.
Yeah, you know. So that's what we use. So. Yeah, and it works. Darn, Q, I want you to hang out with us.
Hey, man, we partying all night. We leaving here, but
we going
up tonight, man. We're celebrating my boys,
and I'm going to say it to the world. This is your home, okay?
Oh, thank
you
so much.
Once you connect, you connecting on a whole different vibe now. But you guys, I don't care. This is my show. It's at 7:07. I'm going to have a show
just
after
want
this.
You to know.
Yeah. So, and High Roller P, and then I forgot your name again, manager.
Tier.
You guys are welcome. Just have at it. You don't have to be formal with me. I'm coming through. When you going to be at the station? I kept my word, High Roller P. You see somebody, you know, putting fly. I'm coming in there, you know. So just, I'm not formal whatsoever,
you
guys.
You never know, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
We've
been blessed with a lot of good connections coming through here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, the frequency is high.
It's good.
At first it was like creeping. I'm like, oh, shoot. It's
great energy have a way of finding itself, man. You're going to always connect and link.
I'm so
and that's
excited.
Why I thank y'all for being, I thank you for the opportunity.
I thank you for
blessing me with this opportunity to speak my voice and share my opinions. And my team, look, I want to say thank you to my team. These guys work hard. We're talking about late night sacrifices. On the phone, FaceTiming. When I got little man right there, I got to feed him. He has his life. He worked overnight. We really got it out the mud.
Okay.
And it took so much to get this project done from things that we always going through in our personal life. And that's what it is, a reflection of that. Loved ones to my team, like I said, Harvest Ave, to the people that helped out on the project, K Kay Mercedes. Shout out to her. Mariana Smooth, which is a guy that mixed and engineered my project. He's been rocking with me since Free Jewelry. Kiara, my girl, she helped out with some stuff. We got her vibing on there, really? Singing on there. Told her she could sing, so she doing her thing. So that whole team, my Instagram is Qubrick, Q-U-E-B-R-I-C-K underscore. Follow me on Twitter as well, Q-U-E-B-R-I-C-K underscore. I'm really going ham on Twitter. I'm loving this Twitter now. Twitter, I can really get you my words off. Yeah, man, I'm starting to like Twitter a little bit more than the gram, man. I can get them words off in it.
You know what? They say Twitter's good for artists. It's really good. It depends what platform that you're trying to put on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, whatever your brand, but it's excellent for the artist. Oh, I always tell people that, yeah. And even when we run the music, you know, it'll show. It'll show that. Mm. So you'll see who's spinning you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not, it's a lot of radio stations out there that does that. You'll see.
Definitely.
That. Yeah.
Shout out to my brother Sosa as well. I want to say Sosa. Okay. You never met Sosa. You never had a chance. Sosa. But he battling some, you know, he having his battles with certain things right now. But he blessed though. High spirit and his energy is crazy. His daughter's a superstar. His daughter was on NBA on TNT. So shout out to Sosa Cruz. She on NBA. She was on the Steve Harvey show. 6 years old playing basketball.
Oh,
and she was going crazy.
Great.
So shout out to him, man. He's a blessing. And that's my brother Lonjay Halls again, and my auntie. Like I said, I do like this project. From the time she died, we was able to put together this piece of work, and she was there the whole time. I felt her spirit, and she was there with me. Like, she helped me. I was in a dark place. It's very dark project. When you listen to it, it still feel good. So it still feel good. You're gonna enjoy listening to it, but you're gonna feel that pain, or you're gonna feel what I was going through when I talk about, like I said, relationships, my auntie, my brothers, and the world we live in, and all that. It's like a beautiful. We're gonna do a live version of this, man. Live band, live shows, storytellers, cool. And it's gonna be a blessing. So
you were a blessing. and I'm gonna put this out there, and I'm glad you were able to freely talk about Angela, because I want to, you know, because that's my sister. That was my road dog.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, that's my road dog. And you said something when you spoke at her I call it celebration.
Ooh, that was hard.
Yeah, you said, look at these, he was like, the love is leaving. Look at us. We sitting here masked, and he was real, even, and I saw the pain. But you spoke from the heart.
Right.
And I was like, oh wow. I said he was kind of deep on what was like, wow.
Like 2020 was everything that she didn't represent. People more distant than ever. It was no love no more in the world. And that's all my auntie was, love. She was walking blessing, walking vibes, and love to be social. So, you know, it was her time. And like you say, she's in a great place now.
Oh, yeah.
And the spirit.
She's chilling somewhere,
Kim. Oh, man, she's chilling.
She's probably chilling. She's probably watching us now.
Oh, yeah.
Got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
She got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'll preach to you in a minute.
Oh, yeah. You get out of line now. She's going to check that
ass. That's that ram coming out. That's that ram.
She get that from Mama C.
Yeah. And you know, Michelle. Go deck, we were Three Stooges.
Michelle.
All the same. I was like, how we all get along? Three strong personalities.
Oh yeah, I know y'all. Oh yeah, you, Angela, Michelle.
Man,
I know y'all the wrecking crew.
Yeah,
y'all the wrecking crew.
Yeah, we got old and kind of went our own way.
Right.
But we still, you know, I'm like, we were Three Stooges, man.
It's moments that make life. It's never, you know, a continue. Your best moments is always that short time you had with that person.
Exactly.
You remember when we was, you know what I mean?
Uh huh. Yeah, and I remember Angela. We can go to a 5-star restaurant, and my mom would tell Angela, "Don't you order no hamburger and fries." Now we had a 5-star. Get you something fancy.
Right.
And she'll say, okay. And then by the time the waitress or waiter come out, I'll have a burger and fries. She'll find a burger and fries somewhere. Yeah, so those are my memories of her, for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so may her spirit soar, and she soar.
Yeah, I will. Definitely.
For sure. I love you
and
guys.
My, you know, the twins, too, because the twins, my brothers.
Yeah, Kimby came in.
Kimby and Kamen, look, they're some strong guys. You know, they come to the house sometime, and we just sit back and talk and, you know, just talk about building. Like, now I'm working with them because we had this thing called... Well, we're working on this thing, company called Double Down. It's already pretty much in effect, but they want to get back into their YouTube videos. They work out. You know, them boys look good.
Uh-huh.
Them boys looking good. So I'm providing the music for it, and we're going to kind of make it where it's like episodic and make it, you know, where it's dope and put it on YouTube and really open up doors. So, man, shout out to them and Kirby, too.
How's
so
Kirby doing? She doing good?
Man, Kirby's strong. Kirby's stronger than, like I said, what I said is at the funeral, she's the glue to the family. After Grandma.
I can tell.
Grandma, Angela, and Kirby. It's take Kirby. She's the nucleus to keep everybody, she's stepping in, she's walking into her purpose, and that's what she's gonna have to be, because these people, you know, they gonna transcend. We have to keep everything going, we have to keep everybody close, and we have to like I said, build these businesses and open up doors for our kids and pass it down so we can start, we can break this generational curse. We got to break this curse, man, and break the chain.
Yeah, teach our kids about economics. Yeah. Teach them, and hey, we got to learn about this new quantum financial system that's coming aboard. You know, they call it the reset. They don't know, but it's some stuff going on.
Yeah, man, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
Y'all check out. I gotta put it out there because you know you my folks. I only tell my folks this. We gotta do it off the air. It's only for my peeps, okay? I can't give all the nuggets out.
Right, you can't drop all of them.
Well, look, you guys, I enjoyed you guys. I don't want to go, but it's all good. It's all good. You guys, please go check out Q Brick. He, as you can see or hear, he's on fire, and this is how he is when he performs. Everything about him. And so, just please again, go follow him on all social media platforms. Is that correct, Q?
Oh yeah. If you want to know my next cookout, just go to Facebook. That's family.
Okay.
If you want to know when I'm going to a cookout or something regular,
and they get together, you know, and cook out.
You know what I mean? That's Facebook, but definitely like Instagram and Twitter. I'm on there, you know, all day. More than I would like to be. I ain't gonna say that. I just say I use it as a platform to push the art and push the music. And so follow me on Instagram once again, Kubrick, Q-U-E-B-R-I-C-K _, and Twitter, same thing on Twitter.
Awesome. Definitely. Awesome. All right. Well, we're gonna just kind of circle around the room so we can let everyone know how they can find us. Hyrola P, how can the listeners find you? And even
Zion, what's up?
I keep messing up the manager's name over there. I'm just on Zip.
Cooley T.
Hold
on, I'm gonna go first. Hey, follow me on IG, all social media networks at Hyrola P, Harvest Ave, website www.harvestave.com. Is it LLC.com?
No,
I'm talking about the website.
LLC.com.
LLC.com. For booking and more information on Q or anything else as far as harvestavebooking.gmail.com. And go ahead, T. Let them know.
Hey, Cooley T on IG. Hit me up. Definitely Harvest Ave. Check out Q Brick. And yeah, we here to stay. We got some great stuff
live
cooking
right now,
y'all. Yeah.
All right.
And shout out to everybody here, Maureen.
What's up? Yes.
Maureen, X360. We appreciate it.
All right, Mundo, how can the listeners find you?
Just Google me.
Just Google you. You can Google. That's it. That's it. Just Google. What about you, Silk? What's up with you?
Hey, you know, you can hit me at IG, man. You know, Sick with Silk. That's my name. And, you know, we said they got Google you at where? Mundo J.
Mundo J.
Okay,
Malone.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Hey, man, we all in the fam up here, man.
Yeah, and this is your host, Maureen Guest, and you can just Google me. You can literally Google me. You may find some stuff I may not even want you to see, but just Google me, okay? You know, because they be putting up everything, credit check and all that stuff. You know, public records. I don't know. You know, I don't know about to see it. That's why I get scared about that kind of stuff. Like, they may see my credit report, you know. I'm an 800, by the way.
There you go.
I'm an 800. I don't think you're going to need a credit report now. We're not gonna need that anymore. I hope not. All right, you guys. It has been an amazing time. I had a blast with each and every one of you guys. Again, you're always welcome.
Oh, yeah,
okay, always. And what I failed to mention, I got so excited with you, Q. For all the listeners, our lines are always open. You can always call us, and I should have told you guys that. At the end of the show, don't slap me, y'all, but the lines are always open. 470-443-9076. Again, that's 470-443-9076. Make sure you keep at X360 FM apps on lock, and I say lock, I'm so used to saying it from terrestrial radio. Keep those apps on your phones, your laptops, whatever that smart device is.
Oh yeah, keep
tune
it locked
in.
Tune in.
Make sure y'all donate and contribute. I did that today. Yes.
Okay.
Y'all
thank
have
you.
To.
Oh, thank yeah. you.
Any artists out there listening right now, when they're giving you platforms like this, you always give back.
Right.
That's yes, proper exactly. respect. Please do that.
Thank yeah. you. Thank
much
you.
Love, much love. Much
love. I appreciate that. I love you guys. Well, look, you guys. Hey, it's been a ride. It's a Q Brick. He just lit it on fire. But look, we're going to go ahead and close this thing out. What do we have next on the list before we close it out, Mundo?
Oh, we got Brother Ali.
Brother Ali. All right.
Let's scratch that.
Okay.
Let's scratch that. We're going to put a revisit with your girl, Black Mermaid.
Black Mermaid.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to close out with Black Mermaid, you guys. We will be back on Monday from 6 until 7. Until then, peace out. We're out.
Peace.
We're taking control, folks.
Hey, what's going on, fam? It's Bars. I'm with the Fly Mind Poets, aka the Rebel Spitter. Hey, man, you tuning in to the X360 FM radio? Hey, man, listen to the waves. Tune in just like that.
Yeah. I look at myself and I see her child. I'm trying to heal you. Triggered my trauma, no makeup to cover, no hiding the bruise. Smooth operator, I'm dialing up Satan, returning the doubt, the fear and complacency. My life took a turn when I ran out of patience. I lost all the ones I thought made me great. Turning to God to rewrite my fate, cause I'm feeling the karma of those in the grave. I gotta look back to make a new way. My brewing like coffee, so burning like state. My brewing like coffee, so burning like state. I gotta look back to make a new way. Learn from mistakes before it's too late. I look to my past and I still can't complain. Control what I can, don't fall for the bait. I pause in the flesh when my spirit says wait. Meditate daily, pop shit on occasion. Separate feelings from truth that is made me. I'm walking in love but I'm most often hated. Stay to myself but I'm in conversation. That's why I go tough cause I'm pent with frustration. That's why I go tough cause I'm pent with frustration. I stay to myself but I'm in conversation. I only converse on the real. Learn to pray more and say less. Move in the flesh, goal oriented. Make the wish but keep the spirit still. I pray to feel, channel the energy. Remove all my enemies, sit with the anger. Ain't no stranger, I'm my biggest danger. How I feel, gotta look in the rear view. Gotta go back to the past, see the real you. Subconscious with actions to prove. Stay conscious of what's in your rear view. What lurks behind just might come to kill you. Nickname Patty Wag, give a dog a bone. God pick for the experience, good or bad, I'm feeling it. Don't wanna stay cause I know I'm going home. God is taking me off my throne and it's unknown how to deal with humans. Earthly minds got my spirit fuming. Flesh really wanna blow some domes like boom. I'm destined for greatness but still can't assume. If I take a while, guess I'll be stuck in my youth. Ain't no surrender, my God is not through. Teeth made of wisdom for meat that I chew. Don't need a blender, my life got the scoop. Actions speak louder, my words cannot prove. Don't need advice, the answer's in you. And I don't give advice that I'm not you. If you could look in the rear view, I could feel you. Rear view, gotta heal you. I don't lend advice that I do not use. And you don't need advice, the answer's in you. The answer's in me, and I see when I'm facing my doubt, I'll come through with belief. An aerial view when I'm searching the seas. I'm grounded in earth, but I'm high off the trees. This ain't make-believe, only my soul can reach. Predestined freedom, a version of God and Lucifer. Don't know what I did to get kicked out the kingdom. But heaven will call my name again. I ain't playing no games, I'm walking in. Don't personify anger, she's just a friend. Use it when needed, but it's not your kin. Not your sims, it's a life of sin. Gotta make amends, avoid the trends. Set the lens for a birth within. Don't forsake the plan.
My birthday came attached with fate. I was sent to a race and told to keep a steady pace. I'm only the vessel, not the pathway. You check with your friends, but what did God say? You would pick to be a kid in this play. Ain't no fun house, can't do it my way. Catch whatever stone like, damn the DJ. Can't slip on a beat, gotta keep your feet straight. Gotta get there on time like a UPS driver. Destiny design, oh, when to be a slider. GPS can't find the trauma lurking in your mind. Go back in time, move forward, take a look behind. Hopefully you find the purpose of the mind. Subconscious power of your tribe. Flesh is loud, but the spirit is so high.
Yo, what up, it's Mike Lizzie. You are now listening to Embodying Radio, and it's only Embodying Hip Hop.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live.
Dead right.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Black Mermaid. That's Black Mermaid is in Three Eyes, Third Eye, Spiritual Shit Talker. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. You're tuning in to X360 FM. Holla at me.
Hey, look, this your boy, Cat Talk. Right now, you're tuned in to X360 FM Radio, man. Make sure y'all follow me at Cat Talk One. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, DJ B.O.D. Make sure you tune in to Embodiment Underground Radio, bringing you all the exclusive new hot mixes, the grooves that make your body move. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing all in his power. And right now, you're listening to Embodiment Radio.
It's your boy, King Quill, king of all trades, listening to the sounds of the underground right here on Embodiment Radio. Let's go! Let's go.
Hey, yo, this your boy, K Chill, and I always keep my station locked to Embodiment Radio.
Hey, 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 you are now tuned in to Embodiment Radio. Y'all rocking with your boy Money Miko, and y'all listening to the sounds of the underground. Enjoy the show.
What up, what up, what up? This is Motion. You're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio, the underground.
Peace and power to all. I am Mr. J. Smith, and we are here now listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yo, this is Motown Man the Skip, so when you're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio, chill, chill, chill.
What's up? It's your boy Primetime 1010, man. Two series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground. Ugh.
What is up, y'all? This is Sammy K, and you are listening to Embodiment Radio, Sounds of the Underground. We live.
Hold up. It's your boy Wolfgang Jock, and I'm rocking with the livest Embodiment Underground Radio show. Let's win.
What's up, ATL? This is Regina Hicks, and you're listening to the Sounds of the Underground.
Hey, yo, this your boy Trick Elmo, and you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL, Embodiment Underground Radio. Y'all tune in.
That's in a fact.
Greetings, beautiful world. My name is Zachariah Kane, and right now you are tuned in to Embodiment Underground Radio. Hey.
It's your boy, Mutt Hefner. You're now tuned to Embodiment Radio. Follow my Instagram at Mutt_Hefner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's go, man.
Yo, what up? This your boy Martez, and you listen to Embodiment Radio.
Hey, it's your man, Damon C. Scott, and you're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Hey, y'all, this your girl, Black Paris, and you are jamming to the underground, so keep it locked.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Just, and you're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Hey, what's good, Lana? It's me, Louie B, and you're now listening to Embodiment Radio. You might want to stay tuned because we got some crazy conversations.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mimi.
I'm Anaya.
Yo, it's Kina.
And we're the Mako Girls.
We are live in the studio with
The Underground.
Yeah, Mako Girls, let's get it.